So we're on Daf Yudalet Amud Aleph. And we began the Sugya of Rabbi Yitzchak. That's four lines down from the top. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Chai Vekrisus Bechlal Hayu, Vilama Yotzas Kareis Bachoso, Laduno Bekareis Velo Bemalkas. So let's just go over this. Rabbi Yitzchak holds that there's no Malkas for Chai Vekrisus. And a classical case would be Baal Achoso, but all the Arayas come under one general Chiv Kares. And that's in Vayikra, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Chav Tes. And there it says, in Parshas Achrimos, Ki Chol Asher Yasem Yikol HaToevos HaElu V'Nichrus HaNefashos. Any of the above violations of Arayos in Kara Chiv Kares. And included in all those which the Torah had had enumerated above is the Iser Erva of Achoso. So Achoso is certainly included under Kares, and that's called Hoya Bechlal. It was included in the general rule. Then Lama Yotzeis Kares Bachoso, but just two prakim later, in Vayikra Chav Pasuk Yud Zayin, the Torah again repeats, singles out Achoso, to tell us that if a person has relations with his sister, Ish asher yikach es achoso is v'nichrusa. So why did the Torah feel it necessary to spell out kares b'achoso when achoso was included in the general rule of mikol atoev oseilu v'nichrusa? We already knew, therefore, that achoso is chai of kares. So the answer of Yitzchak is to tell us that there's only Kares, it's a mute, and there's no Malkus. Okay? So far, so good. Now the Gemara turns it around. V'rabbanan Kares b'achos tolamali. The Rabbanan hold that in the case of Chai v'krisus, you get Malkus. So they don't use Lama Yotzes Kares Lachosu to teach us that there's no Malkus, because in fact there is Malkus. So what are they going to do with the extra Kares by Achoso? Why did the Torah have to single out Kares by Achoso since Achoso was anyway included in the Klal? Lechalik, to introduce a brand new halacha of Karbanos. If a person violates a Chiv Kares Bishogeg, he brings a Karban. Help me out here, Rabosai. What carbon do you bring if you violate a chiyuv kares b'shogeg? Chatos, a carbon chatos. What happens if you violate two isurei kares? Do you bring two karbonos, or is one chatos enough for both of them? So that concept is called, in the Lashon HaShas, lechalik. Lechalik teaches me that if a man would have relations with two arayos, or for that matter with all the arayos, all 10 of them, he would bring a separate carbon for each one, lechalik. Why would I entertain the possibility that one carbon would have been sufficient? And the answer is, since they're all included under one kares, right? V'nichrusu anafashas elu, I would think that the Torah combined them into one kares, and even though they're separate isurim and separate lavim, one carbon would suffice for all the different shkagos, all the different arayas that he had relations with. Kamash Malan, Lama Yotzes Kares Bachoso, to teach you that Achoso, even if he had a relationship with a different Erev, but nevertheless the relationship with his sisters, Achos, would engender a Chiyuv Karbon unto itself. And since Achoso is taken out of the Klal, and here I'm filling in what Rashi is going to say, we have a principle that Kol Dovah Shoyu B'Klal, V'yotza Min HaKlal, Lo Al Atzmu Yotza Al HaKlal Kula Yotza, and this is to teach us that just like Achoso gets its own Kares, so too every one of the Arayas gets its own Kares. And that's called Lachal. So let's just summarize what we have here. Rabbi Yitzchak says, Lo Yotza Kares Achoso, to exclude Malkus. There are button hole that in the case of Kares, you do get Malkus. So Lama Yotzes Kares Lachoso Lechalik. But now we're going to turn it around. And we're going to turn to Rabbi Yitzchak and ask him, how does he derive the halacha of Lechalik? But first, before we do that, let's just embellish this halacha. The Gemara says the following. Ukir Rabbi Yochanan. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Diomar Rabbi Yochanan, Shemason kula behelim echad chayav al kolachas v'yachas. If a man violates all the arayas, even behelim echos, meaning he wasn't aware at any point that he was guilty of this shkaga, finally, after doing all these different arayas, he finally gets the message that, wait a minute, I violated all these different isurim b'shogeg. So would one karbon chatos be sufficient for all the arayas? And the answer is no. Lama yotzis karis lachoso, to teach us that he's chayav al kol achas v'arbas, he brings a separate karbon chatos for each violation of each specific erva. And if you look carefully at Rashi, Dima Maschil Lechalek, Rashi tells us that in the Havamina we thought that one carbon was enough for all the arayas because Lefisha kol al kol arayas b'karis achas. The Torah included all the arayas, every single individual erva and all tzisurim in one umbrella organization, one karis, v'nichrasu. And therefore I would think that one chatos is enough. But the Torah takes achoso out of the klal, and he says, Rashi says, lelamed al atzmo, shemeschayev ol el yatzmo masonim chaverto, meaning if he violates achoso together with other arayas, he still has to bring a separate carbon for achoso. And then Rashi activates the principle of lola lamed al atzmo yotzel lamed al klu yotzel ma achoso miyuchedesh yerva v'chayoven ole b'fnei atzmo av kol sheyerva chayoven oleh b'fnei atzmo. You have to bring a separate karbon for each erev. Then the Gemara turns the wheel around. Rabbi Yitzchak lechalik minole. How does Rabbi Yitzchak know that arayos chalukos, which means that for each different violation of each separate erva, he has to bring a karbon unto itself? And the Gemara answers that he could learn from a different pasuk. Also in the same parsha in Vayikra Yudches, there the Torah says, "Ve'el isha benidas tum'asa," and the end of the pasuk is "Lo sikrav legalo servasa." So this is the parsha of Nida, and Rashi points out there are a number of extra words in this pasuk. The Torah in this pasuk could have shortened it, could have abridged it, and could have said, "Ve'el Nida." And therefore there are a number of extra words here. Number one, Ve'el Isha is extra. It didn't have to say Ve'el Isha. Right? It could have said V'nida. That's number one. Right? Rashi has it. You see Ve'el Isha D'matzil Mikhtav U'l'nida Lo Sikrav. So that's the first, let's say, extra superfluous phrase, V.L. Isha, could have been completely cut out. And then, if it would have said, Ulanida lo sikrav, then not only would V.L. Isha be extra, but even benidas tum also would have been extra. Does everybody see that? Again, if you would rewrite the pasuk the way Rashi would have it, namely ulenida lo sikrav, so what you end up with is v'el isha is completely superfluous, and then benidas tum also is superfluous. So you have two parts of the pasuk which could have been left out without any damage to the conclusion that we have to derive. So there's Isha and there's Nidas Tumasa. Both are extra. What does this teach me? So the Gemara says, L'chayav al kol Isha v'Isha. It's telling you that for every single Isha that you have relations with, you bring a separate karbon. Yeah, but wait a minute. What's the case? Is he repeating the same erva over and over again, just with many different nashim? Or is he violating different isurim and different arayos, and therefore he brings a separate carbon for each one? And the answer is both, because there are two extra parts to this pasuk. One extra part of this pasuk says vel isha to teach me that I'll call isha v'isha, and then it says nidas tumasa, which teaches me that even if he has many relationships with many nidos, but it's all the same isur, he still brings a separate carbon for each one. So if a man violates an isur erva, we'll call it A, and then an isur erva B, an isur erva C, that's one thing. That's called I'll call isha v'isha. But the Torah is telling me another chiddush by telling me tuvas nidasa, that means with regard to nida, even if he would have relations with five different nidas, so he's basically repeating the same isur, nevertheless he brings a carbon for each isha. And that's a big chiddush. Yeah.
Same isha five times?
If it's the same isha five times, no. Then, you don't have Isurim Mechalkim, you don't have Gufim Mechalkim. Let me try to explain. Okay. Our paradigm of Karbanos would be, let's say, Chelev and Dam, just for pedagogical purposes. If a man eats Chelev and Dam, Be'elim Achas, he brings two Karbanos, because they're two different Isurim and two different Meisim, two different Heftes. You know, there's Chelev and there's Dam. If he eats Chelev twice, Be'elim Achas, he only brings one Karbon. Why? Because he's repeating the same Avera. The Chiddush of the Pasuk of El Isha Benidas Tumas Lo Sikrav is that even though he violates the same Isur five times, he only brings one Karbon. I'm sorry. Even though he violates the same Isur five times, and therefore logically he should bring only one Karbon, it's like eating Chelev and eating Chelev, nevertheless comes along the Torah and says no. Ishal tumas nidas lo sikra, for each tumas nida, for each violation, with each different nida, he will bring a separate karma, even though he's violating the same isur multiple times. But the fact that he's doing it with different women, with different nashim, that's the principle which the Gemara is about to spell out, called gufim mechalk. So again, if he has different arayos relationships, then it's gufim mechalkim, and it's also isurim mechalkim. Because each erva has the same isur. The super duper chiddush here of nida is if you have gufa mechalkim, that's enough to be mechalik and engender many karbonos, even though it's the same isur over and over.
I'm just having trouble understanding the premise of colors. It doesn't mean it's all included in one colors.
In other words, all the arayas, the Torah, after delineating in Parshas Achrimos, all the arayas, you know, Achoso and Bito and Imo and so forth, and then the Torah says, V'nichrasu ha'osos ha'toevos ha'elu. So there's one karis written in the Torah for all the arayas.
How do you get more than one karis?
No, I'm just saying, why did the Torah combine all of them into one karis? To tell you that they're...
Because you only get one karis.
No, but why didn't the Torah tell me, again, just to be argumentative, why didn't the Torah tell me Achoso v'nichrusso, Bito v'nichrusso, Imo v'nichrusso?
Once you have karis, it's other things are irrelevant. Karis is karis.
Now, again, what the question I'm asking is, when the Torah enumerates each one of the prohibitions, why did the Torah give me a punishment for each one? Tell me what the punishment is. The answer is the Torah did something which it never did anywhere else in the Torah. And it combined the punishment of all these different Isurim into one. In the Torah's formulation, there's only one Kares for all these different Averis.
You can only get one Kares.
Okay, you're not following me. What's the difference in the parash of Dam, the Torah says V'nichrusa. In the parash of Chelev, the Torah says V'nichrusa. In the parash of Arayas, it doesn't do that. It doesn't follow the same pattern. Why is it that in every other Chiyuv Karis, there are 36 all told, the Torah will specify for each Avera that Yechayev Karis? When it comes to Arayas, the Torah doesn't do that. Instead of telling you that Yechayev Karis for each violation of each specific Erva, the Torah waits till the end of the enumeration, you know, after we're exhausted from all these Arayas, and then the Torah says, you know what the punishment for any one of those Arayas is? It's V'nichrusa. For any one of those Arayas. So the Torah took all these different Isurim and combined it into one. Therefore, the flip side of karis is what? Again, karis is mazid, but what's the case? What's the punishment for shogeg? Is karbon. So the Torah is telling me that all these isurim are combined into one. It's one umbrella organization. It's not like all the other karesus where each isur stands unto itself. Here the Torah links them together, sews them together into one miksha achas. I would think, therefore, that the Torah is also telling me on the flip side that one karbon is enough for all of them. So a man violates multiple isurim, he gets away with one karbon. For that, I need a lechalek. And what is the mechalek? So that, according to the Chachamim, is kares bachoso, because the Torah, even though in all cases of arayas, the Torah leaves out kares, except for one. In one case, the Torah decided to rewrite the script and to add the chiyuv kares. And which erev is that? Achoso. That's the sheet of whom? That's the sheet of the Chachamim. Rabbi Yitzchak can't allow himself that luxury because he needs kares b'achoso to teach you what? That there's no malchus. Now the Gemara turns around and says, well, so how does Rabbi Yitzchak derive the halacha of lechalek? And the answer is because in Nida it says vel isha, etc., etc.
Is there any significance in the fact that the Torah picks dak achayse for the right of everything? Either way, it's common.
So I did a little research on that, and what I found is the following, that there's a gigantic machlokas about this. But you know what? I think we'll be ready for this. I'll give it to you. But again, I'm really, how do you say, makdim esamu'uchar. I'm really giving you something that we're not up to yet. But there's going to be halacha where if you violate achoso in different forms with the same woman. Okay, that I have a whole picture for you. I should really photocopy it, how this works out. But so the law is that you chayev many karbonos. Imagine, he's violating different manifestations of the same isur achos, and he does them all in one fell swoop with one woman. Again, we'll see this in just a second, but, you know, she's achoso, she's also achos of him, she's also achos imo, you know, going to have to, this is like learning Yevamos. And he brings karbonos for each one of them. So there's going to be a gigantic machlokas as to whether or not that only applies to achoso, or that applies to every single erev. If I hold, like those commentaries, I'm not sure if they're Rishonim or Achronim. I mean, there's a Rambam that's very confusing. But that it's only an Achoso, then we have an answer to your question. If we hold that Achoso is just an example, but there are many other situations where you could have, you know, you could have multiple Arayas in one woman, and the same Halacha would apply that because there are multiple Arayas, he has to bring a separate carbon for each one, it's not limited to Achoso, then we come back to your question. Why did the Torah choose Achoso?
Can I respond to Mitch for a minute?
Yeah. If you could clarify for Mitch, because I see I haven't really hit the home run yet.
You could have multiple. However, you could do two of each one.
Does that help you, Mitch? If not, I'm going to just...
You did chorus and you're finished for the eternity. You can do tshuva and then it's a rich, so then you do another of it. So if you did all 36 of them.
Okay, so now. I'm going to test you now so that we can make some progress. So where did the Rabbanan, from where did the Rabbanan derive lechalik? From where did the Rabbanan derive lechalik? Rabosai, the only way we're going to survive this sugya is if you take out a pen and piece of paper and you write this down. I don't have a blackboard for you. And I'm not joking with you. I may sound like I'm exaggerating, but there's no way you can get through this sugya unless you keep a scorecard. Again, the Rabbanan derives the halach of lechalik from achoso. And why? Because according to Rabbi Yitzchak, I need achoso to teach me that you don't get malchus. The Rabbanan, you do get malchus. So therefore, achoso becomes free to teach me lechalik. Rabbi Yitzchak doesn't have achoso free to teach me lechalik because he needs achoso to teach me malchus, that you don't get malchus. So therefore, Rabbi Yitzchak has to find a different source for the din of lechalik, and that source is from Nida. We're ready to move on. For Rabbanan Ami Tepekle Meha, why don't the Rabbanan use the pasuk in Nida? Why do they have to use the pasuk of achoso? Gemara says, Ein Ochinami. You're right. The Rabbanan, scratch out everything we've been saying, the Rabbanan derive l'chalik from Nida. Nu, if that be the case, Elokar Stachoso Lomeli, so now we have to find a different answer to replace the original answer as to what the Chachamim do with the Pasuk. L'choso, achoso. L'chaivo al'choso v'al'chos ovi v'al'chos ima. A man has relations with three different ladies. One is his sister, the other is his father's sister, the third is his mother's sister. Right? Two aunties and a sister. And in this case, he brings how many chatos? Three chatos. That was just to fool you. And why does he bring three chatos? Because the Torah says, Vel isha betumas nidos. Nida is going to teach me lechalik in this question, in this case. So Gemara says, wait, pshita. That doesn't make any sense. I don't need a pasuk for that case, because those are three different isurim. And those are three different. Wait, give me a second. You got it right, and I got it wrong. Just one second. Pshita. In this case, I know pashut. Yeah. Oh, okay. Let me fill it in this way. We've already derived lechalik from what? From Nida. And in the case of Nida, how many different Isurim did he violate? Only one. No, if he violated one Isur, and yet he's Chayav. Five Karbanos, since he was Baal Chamesh Nidos, then how much more so if he violates three different Isurim? That's the verse Pshita. Pshita, hare gufim mechulakim, hare shemus mechulakim. If you violate the same Isur multiple times, but since it's gufim mechulakim baal chamesh nidos, he's chayav five different karbanos. How much more so if not only was it gufim mechulakim, not only was it relations with Sarah, but it was also with Rivka, and it was also with Leah, and not only that, but it's a different erva, a different violation of a lav with each one, because vis-a-vis Sarah, it was achoso, and Rachel was achos aviv, and Leah was achos imo. How much more so that he's going to be chayv three karbonos? You've already derived the principle of lechalik in Nida. How much more so in this case? Ella, the Gemara says, you misunderstood me. I never meant to say that if he has relations with three different arayas, that I need a pasuk of lechalik. Once I have the need a pasuk, and I need a choso, lo miyotzes karis lachoso, to teach me that if he violates three different arayos with three different nashim, that he's chayav three different karbonas. That's pshita with a kal v'chomer from the case of nida. Hello, this is what I meant. Now you'll wake up and you'll understand. If one woman, it's three for the price of one. You get
the same person.
The same person. It's his sister, it's his father's sister, and it's his mother's sister. Wonderful. How do you get that? So that's going to be Rashiya by Rashiya. But before we get to Rashiya by Rashiya, let's just understand the conceptual structure of the Gemara. From Nida, I derive the case of Gufin Mechulakim. He had Bia with five different Nidos, with Rachel and with Esther and with Malka and with this one and that one. Now I want to know what happens if he has multiple violations with one woman. That's called one Guf. And now we have different violations with one goof, because at the same time she's achoso and she's achosaviv and she's achosimo. Would he bring multiple karbonos? I cannot derive that from Nida. And why? Because in the case of Nida, I have Gufim and Chulakim, and that's why you have multiple Karbonas. Here I have it all in one, so it's Guf Echad. How do I know that it, despite the fact that it's Guf Echad, nevertheless, he brings multiple karbonos l'chalek? For that, I need karis b'choso. And again, you could already guess down the line that the Gemara is going to about to turn the wheel against Rabbi Yitzchak and ask Rabbi Yitzchak, how do you know in this case of Rishia by Rishia, where there's one goof, that there's a din of l'chalek? You derive the din of l'chalek, Rabbi Yitzchak, from Isha l'choso, Isha Elisha betumas nidas lo sikrav. If in the case of Nida, where there's gufim mechulakim, you have five different women, five different gufos, there you have a din of machalik, that you derive from Nida. How are you going to derive the case where there's one Isha, where there's one guf? That's going to be the next question.
How is it from where do we know that it's a given that in that case you bring three korbanos?
We only know it from Karis Bachosa. The Torah, and this, Daniel, will answer your question from before. Why did the Torah choose Achoso? Because there's a special chiddush here in Achoso. You have three. Achoso is a very unique erva. What's unique about Achoso? You can have different kinds of, or isurim of the erva of Achoso that are all Achoso. Meaning, what engenders this relationship, this erva, is achos. And the Torah wants to tell you that even though there's a tremendous similarity here with these three surim, it's all almost like they're all one shame, because they're all one achos, and therefore one carbon should have sufficed. I need achoso to teach me, no, that for each one of these achosos, not gufos, but isurim, you bring another carb. And that's the chiddush of Achoso, Lama Yotzis Karis B'Achoso. So from the case of Tumas Nidasa, that pasuk, I'm going to derive the principle of Gufim Mechalkim. From the pasuk of Achoso, Lama Yotzis Karis B'Achoso, I'm going to derive the principle of Isurim Mechalkim.
But only for Achoso.
Okay, that's going to be a gigantic machlokus. If it's only for Achoso or it's others. Okay? Now, how can you get three different achosos in one goof? So that's called Rishia by Rishia. Okay, so I should probably photocopy this. I mean, Rashi has one pshat and the Ritva has another pshat. I detailed it for myself. I'll just read it out to you. Again, if you want a copy of it, or if you want to make your own little chart, it's pretty easy. Okay? Reuven is a Rasha. And he has relations with his mother. I call her Leah. I just came up with the name, Reuven Leah. I figured, son and a mother, why not Reuven and Leah? Okay. From that relationship, which apparently he had multiple times, because we're not talking about twins necessarily. So he had two girls. We'll call them Sarah and Rivka. Again, just I chose names out of the hat. I don't mean to, I'm not trying to vilify anyone, slander anyone. Just, you know. So he had two daughters, Sarah and Rivka, correct? Now, Reuven is even worse than that. He now has relations with Rivka, who's his daughter. So bad enough they had relations with his mother multiple times. Now he has relations with his daughter. Good. From that relationship comes a son. Okay, I didn't give him a name. We'll call him a Ben, because he's the only one. And he has relations with the other daughter. Not the daughter. Not his own mother, right? But with Sarah. Now, this Ben has relations with Sarah. Okay, I'll give you over my chart if somebody wants to run and photocopy. There may be better charts than this. It's just what I wrote for myself. When this Ben has a relationship with Sarah, he violates three different arayos. Why? Sarah is his sister because, keep in mind, his father's name is Reuven, and Sarah's father's name is Reuven. They share the same father. Not only that, Sarah is achos imo. And at the same time, she's achos aviv. I mean, it's pretty easy to see why she's achos aviv, because she, Sarah, have this, what? She has the same mother. She and Reuven share the same mother. So she's achoso, achos Ruvein mi'imo. She's also achos, she's achos imo. Why is she the sister of his? Yeah, because Rivka and Sarah were born to Reuven and Leah. So Sarah is the sister of Rivka. Rivka is the mother of the Ben. So we have three arayas in one. I'm not going to confuse you with the Ritva because we'll never get out of here. I have so much. I have about 10 hours for tonight, which I'm not going to get to. But let's see if we can survive the sugya. There's so much lum to see. It's amazing. So that's called Rishia by Rishia. So what do we have now? We have one woman. He has one relationship in terms of Bia, but he violates three different arayos. All these three arayos are achos arayos, but they're three different arayos. So do we say because it's guf echad, he should bring one carbon for all three? Or do we say, nein, that since it's three different arayos, he should bring a separate carbon for each echad? So now just let me finish one sentence. So now, Rabosa, we need two Yalfusas. We need the Yalfus of Nida to tell me Gufin Mechalkim, when he violates the same Erva five times, but with five different women. And to answer your question, Rabbi, from before, if he has relations with the same Nida over and over again, he only brings one carbon. But here he had relations with the same Isur, but five different women. And in that case, it's Gufin Mechalkim, he brings five korbanos. Now I need another pasuk, which is the pasuk of Achoso, Lomi Yotzes Karis Achoso, is going to teach me what happens if there's only one goof, but many different isu. Shemus Mechulak. And now the Gemara is going to turn the table on Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak HaMinole. Where, from whence does Rabbi Yitzchak derive the conclusion that if there are different shemos in one woman, you bring a separate carbon for each erva, even though it's one bia with one woman? Now, before we see the answer, I would like to present to you, in a sense, previews of coming attractions, which hopefully will make life a little easier for us. We know already from Nida, Gufim Mechalke. Which is a greater chiddush? In Hilchos Machalik, which is more revolutionary? Which is more brand new? Gufa Mechalkim or Isuri Mechalkim? Gufa Mechalkim. I'll tell you why. Because every erva, every isur, engenders its own avera, and therefore requires its own karma. In the case of Nida, he violated the same Isur multiple times. Why should he bring more than one karma? It's exactly like the case where he ate Chelev, one Kezayis Chelev, another Kezayis Chelev, a third Kezayis Chelev. He brings only one karma because he violates the same Isur. Says Rabbi Yitzchak, you know what? With all due respect to Rishia Bar Rishia, I don't need a pasuk for Rishia Bar Rishia. Once I have the pasuk of Nida, and the Torah broke new ground and said that even in the case of Gufa Mechalku, where I violate the same Isur over and over again, I still have to bring a separate carbon because each Guf is Mechayim a new carbon. How much more so when I violate separate different Isurim, does each Isur engender its own carbon? That's the Kal V'Chomer. And this is going to lead us to the whole issue of Ein Onshin Min Hadin. So let's read it inside, and then I'll answer questions. Again, that was just a preview of coming attractions. Rabbi Yitzchak Minolen, Zokti Gemara Nafkale Mikal V'Chomer. Rabbi Yitzchak doesn't need a pasuk for Rishia by Rishia. This now we learned in the Mishnah in Masechet Krisus, a whole discussion here. Om Rabbi Akiva, Shalti is from Gamliel, Rabbi Yoshua, Beitlis Shal Emaus. Shaholchu likach behema lemishte bino shel Rabbi Gamliel. Okay, it was a whole story here. They went to a place called Emus, and there they found Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, and they were butchers in Itlis. And that's where they would buy an animal. Why were they buying the animal? For a Sudas Mishta. Who is getting married? The son of Rabbi Gamliel. And maybe they were staying up too late at that Mishta. Right. So there's a lot of literature here on this, just on the historical background here. I'll give you just a, this is just the tip of the iceberg. One of the issues that comes up here is Rabbi Gamliel is the Nasi Shev Yisrael. Why is he chopping meat? And the answer is that he wanted to make a living. He also needed a parnasa. But the question is he allowed to do that malacha publicly? And this is a whole sugis ha-gemara. Okay, that's not for us now. I'm just telling you that there's a lot of study here in terms of what went on here in the historical background. It's not just stam that the gemara wants to tell us, the Mishnah wants to tell us what happened. Anyway, what was the question that Rabbi Akiva posed to these two great tannoi? Habal achoso, she achos aviv, she achos imo. Okay. It sounds like, if I read the Mishnah correctly, we're talking about the case of Rishia by Rishia. We have three violations, three arayas, and one woman. Mahu. Eino chayav al kulam el achas. Is one chata sufficient? Because at the end of the day, there was one goof. O chayav al kol achas viachas. Or should we say that each isur, each violation, each erva unto itself engenders its own karma? Amrullah, they responded, Zolo Shamana. We don't have an exact answer to you because we have no Kabbalah, no tradition on this. But we can derive it from another tradition. Avol Shamani, what we do know is from the parish of Nida that we saw before, Habol Chamesh Noshim Nidos Melim Achas, Chayav Al Kol Achas Viachas, which is called Gufim Achalk. Vinirim Dvorim Mikal V'chomer. Uma Nida Shehi Shem Echad. It's like eating chalev multiple times. So you only violated one single lav. Chayev Al Kol Achas V'Achas. Why? Because the Gufim Achalkim is Kan in the case of Habal Achosu Shehi Achos Aviv Achos Imo Sheshlosha Shemos. He violates three different arayos, three different isurim, lo kol shkein. In other words, the bigger chiddush here, says Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, is the case of Gufim Mechalkim, where he violates the same isur over and over again. But in your case, Rabbi Akiva, of Rishia bar Rishia, there he violates different arayos, different isurim. For sure he has to bring separate karbonos. And here all the mefarshim go to town. What about the principle of Ein Onshin Min Adin? And what's the answer, Rabosa? Excellent. What is the nature of a karma? Karma is a kapara. Is it also an onish, or is it purely a kapara? I'm reminded of the sugi that we did at the beginning of Makkos. You remember where two Adim testify that Shorosh Al Ploni Horiges HaNefesh, and the Gemara says that we don't apply the same Kashazom of the punishment back to the Adim. Why? Because kufra kapar, kofar, which you pay for the victim's death because you didn't watch your animal properly, is a kapar. And when it comes to kapar, we don't apply the principle of kasher zoma. Which sounds like, again, we're not learning the sugya on that base of days, but from what I recall, daf chazarin, right? It means that there's a fundamental difference between onesh and kapara. When do we say kasha zomam to apply the onesh of the nidon? Is that mine? I apologize. I usually remember to shut it off. This time I didn't. When do we apply the principle of kasha zomam and the onish that the Edim tried to impose on the Nidon swings back to the Edim? That's only an onshin. But kapara is something different. So I was wondering, what would be if two Edim said about Reuven that he ate chalev b'shogeg, and therefore he has to bring a carbon, and now the Edim turned out to be Edim zovamim? Would we impose a kapara on the Edim? If kufra kapara means it's outside the purview of kasher zomam, and we assume that carbon is basically a kapara, then give malchus maybe, but no carbon. But if we say the carbon is an onesh, it's a punishment. It costs you quite a few bucks. You know, today a carbon would probably cost you $500. I don't know, in British pounds, maybe it's a little less severe, maybe 250 British pounds, whatever it is. But it's still a significant amount of money. So then it's an onesh. And this is going to engender a tremendous amount of literature here. What's the nature of a carbon, and does the principle of ein onshim and adin apply to a carbon? But I want to hold off on that discussion because I think it's kedai to spend one evening to try to get the breadth of the sugya. V'idach. No, the logic of this kal v'chomer is ironclad. Is that why do the rabbanim need two psukim? They need one pasuk for gufa machalkim, and that's the pasuk of nida. Then they need another pasuk for isur machalkim in the case of rishia barishia, and that pasuk is going to be achoso lo yotzis karis b'achoso. Why not derive the second halacha, the latter halacha, from a kal v'chomer? And for the Gemara, kal v'chomer prichahu. There's a simple pircha on this kal v'chomer. I cannot accept the kal v'chomer. Malanida sheken gufin muchlokim, meaning that gufin muchlokim is more of a profound machalek than isurim machalkim. And perhaps what the Gemara has in mind is that since this Rishia bar Rishia case is three different expressions or three different manifestations of the same erva, really, achos, is that if achos is called the relationship, that's the what's the word in English? Just flew out of my mind. Incest, right? That's the word I was looking for, right? The incestuous relationship is achos, again in different forms, is therefore, I would be inclined to think that one carbon is enough. Meaning, I can combine all these violations into one carbon for two reasons. Reason number one, it's guf echad. And reason number two, it's iser echad. Again, it's not shame echad, but it's iser echad. Because kula shame achosi. And therefore the kal v'chomer doesn't kick in. Because at least in the case of nida, bal chamesh nidos, I have what? Guf v'machalkin. Here I don't even have guf v'machalkin. And therefore there's a pircha on the kal v'chomer. So I would have said that at this point the sugya could have closed shop, finito, and I would have said the following. The machlokis between Rabbi Yitzchak and the Chachamim boils down to this kal v'chomer. Rabbi Yitzchak adopts the kal v'chomer, is mainly he doesn't need a pasuk for Rishia Barashia, and therefore he could use that pasuk, Lom Yotzkaris Chosa, to teach you Malkus is out. And the Chacham say, Nein, I need the pasuk of Achoso for Rishia Barashia, because I don't have the kal v'chomer. The kal v'chomer is nipped in the bud by this pircha. Then madoch there, it's guf mechalkin, and that's why there's a mechalk. Here I need a new chiddush and a new yalfusa to engender this halacha of shemos mechalkim, even though it's guf echad. And if I don't have karis for achoso as extra, and that's that. His ball game over. I would have been so thrilled had the Gemara closed shop here. Finito, the end. You remember the Charlie Chaplin movies? The end. You remember? This is the end. It's all over. No. The Gemara doesn't want to say that. The Gemara decides to go down a different path. Even Rabbi Yitzchak agrees that the kal v'chomer is a kal v'chomer pricha. No, so now we're back to square one. Because if that be the case, then he needs Gilama Yotzis Karis Lachoso to teach me the case of Shemos Mechulakim Beguf Echad, meaning Rashiya Barashiya. No, then he doesn't have a pasuk that's extra for what? For Malkus. Zachti Gemara, but there's another extra pasuk. Elenafkale Miachoso de Seifa. Okay. What's achoso de seif? So again, if we have a chumash in front of us, it's a little easy. I'll read to you the pasuk by heart. Again, osios machkimos, if you see it inside. But we said that lama yotzes karis lachoso is vayikra chaf pasuk zayin. Let's read that pasuk inside. And it says there in vayikra chaf pasuk zayin, V'ish asher yikach es hachoso bas oviv o bas imo v'ros arvoso v'hi sire es arvoso chesed hu v'nichrsu li'enei b'nei amon. And then it says ervas achoso gila avono yisa. So number one, the entire pasuk is completely extra. It doesn't add anything, because kareis b'achoso was included in the pasuk, the general umbrella pasuk of v'nichrusu ha'osos ha'toevo se'elu. So that's number one. But more than that, it could have said ish asher yikach es bas aviv o bas imo, and dropped the word achoso. Because what is bas aviv if not achoso? So why did Torah feel compelled to hear the word achoso? The plot goes even thicker, because at the end of the pasuk it says ervas achoso gila. Again, repeating itself. So basically, there's room here for three different drushes. One is the drush on the whole thrust of the pasuk, which establishes karis b'achoso. There was no need for that. Number two, the Torah didn't have to specify achoso because it's bas aviv or bas imo means achoso. I'm not dumb. And number three, at the end of the pasuk it says es ervas achoso gila. Why did the Torah again have to repeat the fact that it is ervas achoso? Okay. So in the language of the Gemara, we know lama yotzis karis achoso, that's what the whole pasuk is, as we said, is complete and superfluous. And now we have achoso de seifa. Achoso de seifa, as I told you, is that last part of the pasuk where it says ervas achoso gila. That's completely superfluous. That's going to teach me that within the context of achoso, you can violate achoso many times with one goof, and you'll be chayav multiple korbanos. If that be the case, then we're back on board. Everything is hunky dory because we have the pasuk of Nida to teach me gufim mechalkim. We have the extra pasuk of achoso b'seifa to teach me shemos mechalkim, and now we have karis b'achoso to teach me that there's no malchus.
One too many of the chacham.
But I'm just saying for a Yitzhak. No, I'm just saying. If you write this down, it makes life easier. If you want to take a sikum, you know, sikum beinayim, they call it here in Israel, of Rabbi Yitzchak is wonderful. We have three dinim, but we have three psukim. We have to derive three dinim. Number one, we have to derive no malchus according to Rabbi Yitzchak. Number two, we have to derive gufim mechalkim. And number three, we have to derive shemos mechalkim. And corresponding to each one of these three dinim, we have three psukim. We have the whole pasuk that's extra v'nichrusu. We know that she's chayav, that this is karis achiv, karis from the general pasuk of achoso. Number two, it says in the sefer this pasuk an extra word achoso. And number three, we have nida. So nida is going to teach me gufa machalkim. The extra word achoso in the sefer is going to teach me shemos machalkim. That's risha by rishia. And now we have achoso lama yotzis karis b'achoso to teach me that there's no malchus. Fekti gemara v'idach. What are the rabbanon going to do with this extra achoso? Because keep in mind that the rabbanon don't have a need for that third part of din because they disagree with Rabbi Yitzchak and they hold that indeed chayvei krisus do get malchus. They only need two psukim for two dinim, meaning gufa mechalkim and shemos mechalkim. We've already covered our bases because we have lama yotzis karis, we have nida to teach me gufa mechalkim, we have lama yotzis karis achosa to teach me shemos mechalkim. Is achosa the sefer level? What do we do with that extra word achosa when it says in the pasuk ervas achosa gila? If the Gemara answers lechayvo al achosa bas aviv ubas imo. Again, let's read the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ish asher yikach es hachoso bas aviv o bas imo." What if she's bas aviv ubas imo? She's a full sister. How do I know she's included in the parsha? Isn't it a kavachomer? I mean, if you chayev for a half sister, how much more so a whole sister? Lomar, this establishes she'ein onshin min adin. And this Gemara, by the way, we already had back on the Afayim and Beis. Just so we don't remember, but you can look it up if you don't trust me. Okay, now we're at a crossroads. We have two possibilities. At this point, we could say that Rabbi Yitzchak doesn't need Achoso Basefa to teach me a full sister because On Shemin Adin. Maybe he rejects the whole principle of On Shemin Adin. And that's a sugya elsewhere in Shas. And Rabbi Yitzchak might be open to that possibility. The other way is to say it that ain't On Shemin Adin, even according to Rabbi Yitzchak. But from whence do we derive ain't On Shemin Adin? And not only that, if indeed ain't On Shemin Adin, how do you know that a full sister is included? Now here the Me'iri goes to town. Says the Me'iri, I don't understand what the Gemara is batting about. At the same time that she's a full sister, she's also a half sister, meaning the fact that she's also Bas Aviv doesn't mean that she's less of a Bas Imo or vice versa. And the Me'iri gives a very interesting answer. He says that there's an extra word in this pasuk that separates the two Achosos. One is the maternal sister, the other paternal sister, the word O. It didn't have to say Achos. It didn't have to say Bas Aviv, O Bas Imo. The O is Machalik. And it sets up a separate Iser. One for Bas Aviv and the other for Bas Imo. And now, when you come up with an Erva who's Bas Aviv and Bas Imo, although Midin Kal V'Chomer, I can certainly derive it, but it's definitely not included in the Pasuk. It's a logical derivation, but the Pasuk itself is talking about a specific Erva called Bas Aviv and another specific Erva called Bas Imo. And now the only way you can derive Bas Avu, Bas Imo is with the Kal V'Chomer, is the Torah tells you, you can't do that. Because Ein Onshim Min Adin, and therefore I need an extra pasuk at the end. Right, the Sefer, this pasuk says, Achoso, Achoso means a full sister. V'idach, what is Rabbi Yitzchak? Do it. And the Gemara now comes up with two answers. The first answer is Gomar Onesh Me'azhar. Okay. So now we got to turn the clock back a little bit. Again, within the same section, but not in the same perek. Back to Achremos, Perek Yudches, Pasuk Yud Aleph. What does it say there? I'm sorry, Perek Yudches, Pasuk Tes. It says there, Ervas Bas Eishes Avicha Moledes Avicha Achoschahi. Two extra words, Achoschahi. So the Gemara says, Achoschahi establishes what's called an Azhara to tell you not to have relations with a full sister. That's called Achoschahi. Good. But that's only as far as Azhara is concerned. What about the Onesh? What about the Chiyuv Kares? And the answer is Gomar Onesh Me'azhara. Rabbi Yitzchak holds, according to this approach, that just like in Azhara, the Torah warned you and forbid you from having relations with a full sister, so too the Onesh will apply, because we make an equation here between the Azhara and the Onesh.
But for every Onesh, you need a separate Azhara.
Yeah, no, we have a separate Azhara for a full sister, in addition to the Azhara that the Torah says you should not have relations with Bas Aviv, nor with Bas Imo. There's another Pasuk, in this Pasuk Tes, and there it says, Achoschahi, that's an Azhara for a full sister. Comes along Rabbi Yitzchak, and he says, once the Torah has added an Azhara for a full sister, I no longer need a separate Kares for a full sister. Why? Because Gamrinan, Onesh Me Azhara, just like in Azhara, the Torah establishes a separate Azhara for a full sister, so too with regard to Onshim, whatever Onshim you apply to a half sister, now you can apply to a full sister. That's the first answer of the Gemara.
So it lets you use the Kal V'Chomer?
Uh, I'm not sure what you mean. Again, what we're saying is that the Torah has already spelled out a full sister. I don't need a Kal V'Chomer. You follow what I'm saying? No, we're circumventing the... According to the Chachamim, Lo Gamrina Nazhara Mi Onis, which means that I don't know what the punishment is for a full sister. The Torah may have engendered a lav and an Isur with regard to a full sister, but we don't know what the punishment is. And you can only derive that punishment logically through a Kal V'Chomer, but Ein On Shimin Adin. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, I don't need to derive the punishment for a full sister. The punishment for the full sister is basically written in the Torah. Maybe you have to read between the lines, but once the Torah has an azhara for a full sister and says you're not allowed to have relations with a full sister, we can now derive the conclusion that just like a half-sister engenders karis, and that the Torah spells out, so to a full sister engenders karis, and I don't need a Kal V'Chomer.
Isn't that a Kal V'Chomer?
No. That's called Gamrinon Onesh Me'azhara. Do you see it inside? Gomar Onesh Me'azhara. That's a new rule, a new principle. It's not a Kal V'Chomer. This means that whenever the Torah has an Onesh that applies to that category, if there's an Azhar for that category, then I don't need the Torah to spell out the Onesh. Okay, there are many different ways of learning this Gemara. Maybe we'll do that next time. I don't know. I'm not promising. Ibai Yisema, the Gemara says, I have a different way of understanding a full sister. And that's Me'achosa Dereisha. Rabbo said, you remember we said that in the Pasuk in Vayikra Chaf, Pasuk Yudzayin, we had three extra words, right? We had, number one, we had the end of the Pasuk, Ervas Achoso Gila, and then we had the whole thrust of the Pasuk was extra, and then on top to boot, the Torah didn't have to use the word Achoso in the Reisha, because it says, Isha Sher Yikach Es Bas Aviv O Bas Imo. The extra word Achoso in the Reisha is going to teach me that you're chayav for a full sister. But now the Gemara has a problem. If the word achos on the resh is extra, so again, I just want to again step back and take a scorecard here. How many psukim do we have now, according to Rabbi Yitzchak? We have four psukim, right? Let's go over them. We have number one, Nida, to teach me the Machalik of what? Of Guf and Machalkin. That's number one. Number two, we have Achoso de Seifa, to teach me Risha Barashia, that means Shemos Machalkin. Number three, we have Loma Yotzes Karis Bachoso, to teach me that there's no Malkus in Chayvei Krisus. And number four, we have Achoso de Resha, to teach me a full sister. Four Dinim and four Psukim. But according to Chachamim, I only have three din. It's going to be one pasuk that's extra. Because according to Chachamim, I'm going to use Karis Lachoso for Rashiya by Rashiya, that means Shemos Mechalkim. I have Nida for Gufim Mechalkim. I have Achoso de Seifa to teach me a full sister. Why do I need Achoso de Resha? The Idach, Hahumi Boile Lechalek Karis. L'mefatim v'lesach. This is a sugya called Shemen HaMishcha. Who is the one who created, who concocted the first Shemen HaMishcha in history? Moshe Rabbeinu, correct? And that was used to be Moshech the Kelim in the Mishcha. Now, if I go ahead, or I should say I, okay, let's say Reuven goes ahead, and he, in his backyard, in his own laboratory, he duplicates the Shemen HaMishcha. He violates the Nisu Karis. If Shimon takes the original Shemen HaMishcha, that's Kadosh B'Kedusha, that was created by Moshe Rabbeinu, and he smears it on the body of a Zar, thus undermining the Kedusha of Shemen HaMishcha, he's Chayav Karis. What happens if Reuven does both? The Helimachas. He duplicates the Shemen HaMishcha, and that incurs the Chiyuv Kares. And he takes the Shemen HaMishcha of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he smears it over the body of a Zar. So of course, Mitch is going to tell me he can't be Chiyuv Kares twice. But the answer is, how many Korbanos does he have to bring if he did a Peshogeg, Behelim Achas? So guess what? Just like we saw in Arayis, where the Torah at the end of the parasha of Arayis has one Chiyuv Karis Kolel for all the Arayis. It doesn't specify a Chiyuv Karis for each Erva individually. Same thing happens to Sach, to Mefatim and Sach, to Shem and Mishka. There's one pasuk that combines both of them in a Chiyuv Karis. Let's see if Rashi quotes the pasuk. Yes, Shmos Lamed, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Isha Asher Yirkach Kamohu, Vasher Yitei Mimenu Al Zar, V'Nichas Mi'amov. Now watch this pasuk; it's a little bit tricky. It can be very misleading. It says Isha Asher Yirkach Kamohu, right, in his own backyard laboratory, he concocted the Shem and Mishka. But then it says Asher Yitei Mimenu Al Zar. What does the word Mimenu mean? It's a little bit tricky. Mimenu is not the one that he made. The one that he made is not worth a dime. It has no kedushas Shem and Mishcha. But he means Mimenu means from the one of Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi points this out in his Pirush al Torah, I believe. Is V'nichras Me'am. Since the Torah combined both of these Isurim under the same rubric of V'nichras Me'am, there's one karis for both, which means the Torah is combining them into one package. Because they're both related to the concept of Shem and HaMishka. Not the same object of Shem and HaMishka, but the same concept of Shem and HaMishka. We would think that for violating these both, you should bring only one karma. The Torah combined them. It's therefore the Torah added the word achoso, and this is what you call imeno inyan. Imeno inyan means if I don't need it in its own context, I use it in another context. So we have an extra machalik here to teach me that mefate min sach will bring two karbonos and one will not suffice. That's the chiluk chatos. We had a chiluk chatos in Arayas, but that we already derived from the case of Nida, from the parish of Nida, and we had the Shemos Mechulakim, which we derived from Karis Vachoso. So why do I need that extra Achoso duresha? And the answer is, that's going to teach me another machalik in the case of Mefatim and Sach. Now we have a sixth halach that we have to derive according to Rabbi Yitzchak. How is he going to know that Mefatim and Sach have to bring two karbonos? And the answer is, he knows it from logic. How does he know it from logic? Savik Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Shua. To Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Shea. Kol Malkum Shatamotzi Shnei Lavim V'Karis Echad Chalukim Hein L'Kar. Meaning that despite the fact that the Torah combined these two lavim in one chiyuv kares, nevertheless, there's a halacha of lavim mechalkim. Now you might ask in Arayas also, why do I need a limud in Arayas? Arayas is exactly parallel to Sach and Mefatim Kedei Lechalkim. So it must be that the achoso, which is teaching the mechalik of Shemos Mechulakim, right, in the case of Rishia Barashia, that was derived from Karis Bachoso, says Rabbi Lezer, once you've derived Shemos Mechalkim in Arayas, now I could use Shemos Mechalkim for Sachum Mefatim. Meaning, even though in the case of Arayas, the Torah combined all the Arayas in one Chiyuv Kares, but nevertheless, the Torah took Achoso out of the bag to teach me Alaklal Kuliyotz and the Shemos Mechalkim, is now, even though Sachum Mefatim are written and combined in one Kares, I could use the same principle of Shemos Mechalkim. That's one answer. V'yibayisema. And another possible answer as to how Rabbi Yitzchak knows Chsachum Mefatim, Lo Sofer Lo Ki Rab Lozer. He thinks that we need a din of Shemos Mechalkim whenever the Torah, we need a derivation to establish Shemos Mechalkim whenever the Torah combines them all in one Kares. V'nafkalei, how does he know Mefatim and Sach? From another pasuk. The Isha Sher Yishkav es Isha Dova V'nichrisu. Here, once again, in the case of Nida, the pasuk is completely superfluous. Nida was already forbidden by virtue of Parshas Achrimos, amongst the long list enumerative Arayas. And therefore, the pasuk that combines it all and teaches Karis applies to Nida as well. Why did the Torah have to go out of its way to establish Karis in the case of Nida? And the answer is, if I don't need it for Nida, then I'm going to use it for Sach Umefatim. We're almost at the finish line, Rabosai, which I consider a tremendous achievement. Even though it's only pshat, but just to get through this Gemara pshat. At this point, Rabosai, we could say the following. What is the machlokes between Chachomim and Rabbi Yitzchak? And we have two possible answers. One answer is, does Sachu Mefatim need another machalik? Do we need another source for the machalik of Sachu Mefatim? So we take the first approach to Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says we don't need it. Once we have the principle of Shemus Mechulakim in Arayas, then we can apply that in Shemus Mechulakim and Sachu Mefatim. And the Chachomim think, no, I need a special pasuk for the machalik of sach u'mefatim, and therefore the rabbanon need one extra pasuk. Rabbi Yitzchak is free to use that extra pasuk of yom lama yotzes karis bachoso to teach me that we knock off malchus. So that would be one machlok. So the yisoda machlokus, so to speak, the kickoff of the machlokus is whether shemos machalkim need a pasuk or doesn't need a pasuk. Once you have the pasuk, the breakthrough by achoso. The other approach is whether or not the extra kareis by Nida is teaching me a machalik. If it is teaching a machalik, I can apply through the Yemeno Inyan principle to Sach Umefate, which means that I don't need a posuk of Achosa, the extra Achosa Dereisha, for Sach Umefate. I can use the posuk of Achosa Dereisha to teach me one of the various different dinim, in this case to teach me that even if she's his full sister, but that frees up Kareis Bachoso, and that's Rabbi Yitzchak. Why do the Rabbanon refuse, why do they balk on using this extra pasuk of Kareis Benida, throw it into the cholent here, and then we'll have one extra pasuk? The answer is because the Chachamim need this pasuk for another din, an entirely different din. That's what Gemara says. Idach ha'humi boilei licher Rabbi Yochanan diomer Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimbar Yochai minayin she'eino isha tmeya ad she'yetze madve derech ervasa. The dam of Nida is only considered as such if and when it goes through the rechem and it touches the walls of the rechem. But let's say, for example, I don't know, a woman has a cesarean and is bleeding that doesn't touch the rechem. Is that would not be considered dam nida shenemar, and he uses this pasuk. They use this pasuk. Ish asher yishkaf is isha dava the gila ervasa. Dava means madve derech ervasa. The dam has to come derech ervasa. And Rabbi Yitzchak doesn't hold this. Rabbi Yitzchak holds that even if the dam doesn't touch the walls of the rechem, she still becomes a nida. And here I wanted to tell you a little story, if you don't know the story about Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach.
The shofars,
exactly. And that's one of the greatest controversies of modern history. And Rabbi Meir Schlesinger told me, he's a Talmud Muvak of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, that when he went to see Rabbi Shlomo Zalman in the hospital before they wheeled him in for surgery, Baruch Hashem, he survived that surgery, but he told Rabbi Schlesinger, who told us, that if he goes up to the pearly gates and he's standing in front of the Bezin Shel Malo, the one schus he knows he has is that tshuva that he published in Noam, if I remember correctly, about Dam Shel Feres. There's a woman who, because of the nature of her nida cycle, could never ever become pregnant. She could never have relations with her husband. It was mamish and igun, because she could never get Zayin Nikir. And he wanted to use this sugya to allow the rofim to insert a shfoferes, which would take the dam from its source, from the makar, through the shfoferes out of her body, in which case it wouldn't touch the walls of the rechem, and she would not become a nida. What did he say about it? Was he amongst the opponents? I mean, it's created such a stir that every Yankel Beryl got up and rose and raised all high heavens, including Rav Scheinberg, Zichrono Livracha. Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg was one of the Roshei Achabura, because they were afraid that this tshuva could cause an entire havoc. You can imagine what it could do. It could undermine all the laws of Nida almost. But anyway, it comes from here. So just to summarize, we have two mahalchim here in what stimulates the machlokes, what energizes the machlokes between Rabbi Yitzchak and the Chachamim. One way of learning it is the question whether Shemus Machalchim needs a pasuk, and it doesn't. Rabbi Yitzchak holds it doesn't need a pasuk, and therefore he has the extra pasuk of Karis Lachoso to knock off Malkus. And the other way is to say it, whether we need a pasuk to teach whether or not we accept this derivation of ad sheyetze madve derech ervasa. The Chachamim hold that halacha is accepted, it's codified, and it's derived therefore from this pasuk by neither. Rabbi Yitzchak rejects that halacha, therefore he has this pasuk as extra. If it's pasuk as extra, it can teach the machalik of mafatim v'sach. Once it teaches me mafatim v'sach, I end up with an extra pasuk out of the five that are in the cholim, and that extra pasuk, which is koros lachoso, knocks off the chi of malchus. So Rabosa, you let me know. I have two possibilities for the next year. We can either get really deep into this. I mean, there's a lot of love in this that we didn't even touch on. Or we go weiter. That's up to you. I mean, if we go weiter, there's plenty up the, you know, up the road here in Masechta Makis. Okay then? What do you say? Your son is not my daughter. I'm impressed that you remember that. Wow, it's really...
I don't remember much of anything.
Yeah, no, that's something you can't forget.
Discussing that. Not what he said, but the whole idea of Shemzor.
I wonder what Rav Tendler held it on. He's the type of fellow that would accept it.
Yeah.
I didn't have Meyer, so you can count me in. But, so we're up to two. Do we have? Yes, you didn't have yet. Do you want to take a look inside? If there's anyone inside.